welcome to it. Friday, 31st of May, the last Heart Breakfast with us ever.
Oh, that's weird. Cue silence from me. Let's make it a good name.
Let's make it a great one. Love to be getting you involved this morning as well. You can do that from now on the text, 82122. Start with the word studio. If you're on Twitter, we're at Heart Breakfast. Welcome to Friday morning across the West Midlands. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars for you.
It's 6:05, Heart Breakfast with Ed, Troy and Paulina. Welcome to Friday. Friday the 31st of May. A very, very, very special Friday. A Friday that's going to become emotional a little bit later on for a very important reason. It's the Friday woohoos, everybody.
Yay.
And I will tell you what those are in the next 10 minutes.
Heart Breakfast with Kevin Ron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my God. So for the final time, guess who it is?
It's us. It's Kev, it's Roz, and it's producer Josh. The last day of May, and the last ever Heart Breakfast with us. Let's do this!
This is Heart, Heart Breakfast with Martin and Sue.
It's Feel Good Friday, it's Flapjack Friday, and there's something else going on, but I'm in denial this morning, and welcome May number 31st.
Oh, my bank card runs out. That's what it is. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
You all right? Stop looking at us like that, you lot.
Seriously, I've got the feeling that the whole county's kind of looking at us. Stop it.
Yeah, stop.
Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson, on Heart.
Once more with Feeling. Tom Campbell, starting your weekend. Nearly. It starts now, doesn't it? Of course it does. Big tunes for Friday morning from Magic. And now, Mark Ronson.
From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
This is Heart from Global.
Heart Breakfast. Ta-da-da, you're with Meg James on Heart Breakfast. It's the last Friday of the half term, and it's the last day of May. This year is flying by.
It is absolutely flying, isn't it? On the way, tunes for you on Heart Breakfast. David Guetta and Usher with big tunes to get us into that weekend mood. On the way after Mark Ronson now.
This is Heart. Heart Breakfast with Jagger.
Happy Friday.
Well, here we go.
Right, forget Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. I've got the boxing match we're all waiting for next.
This is Heart from Global.
Heart Breakfast with Tom, Nicola and Jack.
So, hi, this is it, friends. The final Heart Breakfast.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, it's going to be a mosh. Stay with us.
This is Heart from Global.
Heart Breakfast with Tom.
So, hi, this is it, friends, the final Heart Breakfast.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, it's going to be a mosh. Stay with us.
This is Heart.
Samory, 2002 Heart Breakfast. We are Ed and Gemma. Good morning. The last Heart Breakfast with us. Good morning, but it's not all about us, so I just want to say that song was for Claire. Happy 30th birthday, Claire. Have a great day.
Hello to Matt and Emma in Bed and Harbourne. Too much information.
They've not got jobs.
What?
They've not got jobs.
It's half eight.
Half past eight, Matt and Emma.
Mind you, if...
In fact, don't answer what you're doing.
If they live in Harbourne, they've probably made enough cash. They don't need to work.
Totally right.
You don't move to Harbourne unless you're rich.
Yeah.
No one works in Harbourne.
They probably have the beds turned down.
You know, I knew it was going to be a hard day when I woke up, dropped my phone and broke it. I didn't think this hard.
Oh, that's the only reason, is it? Because you need a new screen now. You might have to fork out for it.
Well, I can least afford it, if you don't mind.
For pretty much all of us here, getting used to someone you loved.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said, I think.
Lewis Capaldi on Heart Breakfast with Martin and Sue.
Let's go!
Heart Breakfast
with Martin and Sue.
And you just feel like at this moment you have to say, and Alex.
You really do. He's been a massive part of this show. And do you know what? We decided we'd all do a little something on the show this morning
between 8 and 9.
Oh.
Where we just said...
Did I get that memo?
You probably did, but you probably didn't read it.
You know me, I only read the first line of any memo and then I kind of just phase out.
Probably did. So, Alex, and Alex, we'll call him, is about to do his little thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, brilliant, thank you. All I'm going to say is, and I'm going to keep it short, otherwise I will cry, but I'm just going to say thank you. Start with Martin and Sue, because without you two, I wouldn't have got a job here. Thanks very much, 14 and a half years ago for hiring, for all the people I've worked here over the years and all the friends I've made, and of course, all the listeners. Thanks for growing up with me, because from being the morning crew apprentice to now being married, this is where I go.
This is where you met your wife.
To two lovely children.
Stop it, because I've done all right all show. Don't you start.
No finish?
Yep. Thanks. Thanks for all the silly stunts you've made me do. Thanks for enjoying the Friday song.
You say enjoy.
I feel privileged to have done it all.
We only kept you because you could play guitar.
I just feel privileged that I've shared that huge moment in my life with all of Essex, so thank you. And that's it, I can't do any more.
I'm not going to say it now, I'm just going to push the blooming button, all right? Heart Breakfast. With Talk
Talk. Free. So do what you want to do. I was quite happy doing this, if you don't mind.
And Kaylee and Bobby in Cumbrown all getting double bubbles. Well done.
Double bubble is on the final time tunnel from us. So well done, you guys.
The final one.
I know. But now it's all about the year. We can tell you...
So, it's Hot Breakfast with Ed, Troy and Paulina, and this is it then, the last link of our last ever show. Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance is our last song, guys.
So listen, what are we doing on Monday show? Oh, wait. I forgot.
Yeah.
Never mind. But listen, lovely to everybody, and thank you so much for all your support and all the things you've done over the years. We absolutely adore you.
Thank you for giving us, allowing us to enter your lives over the last few years and giving us the privilege to do that. It's been absolutely
amazing. We've got 10 seconds left. Can we make Paulina cry in the last 10 seconds? You've gone again?
We can.
Yeah,
big cheer from everyone here.
Hey, look,
it's Swift, me. Heart Breakfast, 3 minutes to 10. Ed and Gemma here. Right, thank you so much for listening this morning and for however long you've had us on for. Good luck, Jamie and Amanda, for the brand new Heart Breakfast on Monday.
Absolute dream come true for us, and what a ride it's been. Remember, stick around with Pandora. Two people are going to be £30,000 richer today.
We will see you Monday afternoon from 4.
Bye.
Mojo Blige Family Affair Heart Breakfast with Tom, Nicola and Jack for the final time. Your new Heart Breakfast show kicks in Monday morning. But from us, this is it. This is the last time you'll hear our dulcet tones on these airwaves, I'm afraid.
Hello, hello. Testing
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
I think we should say goodbye more often because it's definitely given us a massive boost on our social media. So I'm going to abuse my position because we've never been allowed to do it before. @Nicola_Hume. I'll find you all on Twitter and on Instagram. So feel free to follow me and send me free stuff.
Yeah, well, Nicola. I'll be at Tom Evans tweets for all the latest Tom Evans news. Follow me on that.
I'll be at Jack the Lad Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Nicola Hume. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, producer Brian.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Evans.
Oh.
And ladies and gents, Mr. Jack the Lad.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I'll just say what I said again earlier. Be nice to each other. Doesn't cost any money, and we need it right now. Thank you for having us on all these years. You're amazing, and I love you, free man.
We've got our entire families, all our families and kids, everyone in here, all the guys
that
work.
Team, yeah. Everyone.
Actually, a big round of applause for everybody behind the scenes at Heart. They keep this place going. Thank you so much.
And we must shout for all of his support and for believing in us so long. Our brilliant boss, Stuart, is in the room as well. Yay! Thank you, Stuart.
Ladies and gentlemen. The listeners, of course. What about the listeners?
Oh, well, standard.
standard. Goes without saying.
Without you, we wouldn't have a job. We wouldn't be paid. So thank you very much for keeping us in this job for so long.
Maybe it's all a joke and they've actually rinsed us, the listeners, and they're not telling us that it's all complaints.
Oh, blimey. That could actually be the case.
And we've just been straight sacked.
I wouldn't put it past you, mate.
Final song on Heart Breakfast with Tom, Nicola and Jack. We love you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being our friends. Thank you for your support, your loyalty. We love you.
Shut up.
Woo! Goodbye, friends. We'll see you again. Goodbye, friends.
Hee-hee, it's 11 minutes to 10 o'clock. This is Danny Matthews on Heart North Lancashire and Cumbria. And that's it for me. That's it for the breakfast show for the past 10 years. It's strange, you know, when you do a job like this, you get asked all the time, what made you want to become a radio presenter, Danny? And it's really weird because it's one of those questions that you can never really answer. It's just one of those things you wanted to do. You were born with. I have no idea why I wanted to become a radio presenter. It's really weird. It's like we're programmed like robots, you know, to play music and give information and hopefully be a little part of your day. I always remember my mum wrote to the local radio station in Manchester when I was 14 and basically to get rid of me out of the house, I think. They were asking for listeners who wanted to come in and be part of the radio station. And that was 1987. Yes, I know, you finally know my age! And that was the beginning of this crazy journey. Yeah, I've actually worked either in front or behind the mic for 32 years now, which is strange because I'm only 29. And today it all comes to an end. So I actually grew up on the radio. I think I grew up on, you know, behind the mic at the radio station. All the staff there were my best friends. In some cases, my only friends in some stages. And then about 10 years ago, I was asked to move here, which was very exciting, but very scary at time. I mean, we've done so much in the past decade, haven't we? We've interviewed Rod Stewart. I actually interviewed him when he knew he was going to be a Sir, but nobody else did. I prized it out of him. Brian May from Queen, Elle Macpherson, and of course, Basil Brush. Probably the top interview I've ever done. We broadcast from every corner of North Lancashire and Cumbria. I think I visit just about every school on Cool School of the Week. We must wish Flake Fleet Primary and Fleetwood good luck to Britain's Got Talent for this weekend. Absolutely amazing. We've seen some great things come to the area. We've been a little small part of bringing Morecambe Carnival and things like that back. Yes, I am going to still be on the main stage on the 11th of August. I'll see you there. We named the Bay Gateway, didn't we? We broadcast live this show on its opening day. We've turned the Christmas lights on all around the region. And together we got through Storm Desmond. We really did make it through the rain together with that, didn't we? I'll never forget that. I even got to go to one of the Queen's garden parties at Buckingham Palace with our amazing engineer Robin Duff after that. And we got so many community accolades also. And I think it wasn't just me, it wasn't just the staff. You thought you'd won because we're all a community together, which is great. And I've just been the big gob of it, basically. I've still never put a claim in, though, for them trousers that I got lost in Storm Desmond. Up to my knees in rain. And I don't think we've ever been prouder here when, at this show, it won the UK Commercial Radio Award in 2012 for Best Local Breakfast Show in the UK. And you felt like you'd all won it as well as I did. And you did. It was yours as well. So over the years, we've had the best of times. We've had some clients and advertisers who've become friends of the show. The station has been fantastic, the staff. But what's even more gratifying is that I've had a great relationship with you, the listener. We've grown as a unit, as a club, as a group of friends. And we've shared each other's lives together, which is great. I'm from Salford in Manchester originally, but this place, North Lancashire and Cumbria, you've really welcomed me with open arms, which is great. And it's my home now, and it's going to be my home for the rest of my life. Thanks to Bill Johnson and all the support from him. He's mad enough to put me on the breakfast show. What a crazy guy. Thanks to all the journalists, to Mark and Pete and Dave and to Amy Scary Chick, to Sarah and Marie, the travel girls, and all the staff from the past 26 years at George's Quay. We've got engineers and sales and accounts and programming and management. And I've met loads of people in my life. I wouldn't have met Jake if it wouldn't have been for this place and coming to North Lancashire and Cumbria as well. I might just be background noise for you, and that's fine. That's fine, because you've kept me in a job. But incredibly, this show has sometimes become a daily routine for people. I'm part of your family, a part of a friend. And we've gone through some highs and lows together. We've shared a lot of things. We've wished Thomas from Morecambe and some great local youth who made us proud. Ryan Stanford, Rhys Holt, Alice Pine. A lovely lady from Barrow apparently put a Bay Breakfast mug in her coffin last year. Betty Lucas, who I loved as well. So no more early mornings for me, which is great because I actually hate getting up. A lot of people say, Danny, you know, you're going to miss it. I'm not going to miss the mornings, but I tell you, once I get into work, this has been the best job in the world to do. Playing great tunes to wake you up, hopefully giving you a bit of info to make you get to work on time, maybe giving you a chuckle as well. It's a crazy, crazy mixed up world we live in. You didn't have to turn on the radio. You didn't have to turn on this station, and you certainly didn't have to turn on me. So it's been an absolute honour and pleasure to let me into your lives. And I know from Lulu to Rocky, and I know Winston would be giving a little back up there. This has been Danny Matthews saying goodbye,
And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much.
Like me. Taylor Swift and me on Heart Breakfast on the day we are being dismantled. Never to be put together again.
We're being thrown into the skip. It's like Toy Story with the old toys.
Oh, that's it.
The old toys.
We are being taken. At 10 o'clock, we are all being transported to Wood Green Animal Shelter, where we'll all be put into homes, like probably washed down with a hose pipe, and then we'll wait for new owners to come and claim us.
Wormed and deliced and ready for rehoming.
Any final words, producer Joshy, because we're about to play our final song.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you for a lovely time. It's been a right old laugh, and also I hope I get a lovely new owner with a big house and I can run and skip about
you
and have
will.
A great time.
You will.
Sleep on the end of the bed.
Any final words, Ros?
Nah.
We don't do final words.
You don't do it, yeah.
I'm actually feeling emotional because it's the very final time we will ever speak on this radio station. And honestly, just once this morning, now, it's like a little bit emotional.
If you we'll push you over.
Let's try and make him cry.
I'm going to miss not seeing your two ugly mugs every morning. But as one door closes, another one opens, doesn't it? For all of us. So whatever we all go on to next, let's make it amazing.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed
work. Yeah,
exactly. I've enjoyed every single second of working with you. So final song time. It was going to be this. Green Day. Time of Our Lives, which would have been a great choice.
That is such a good song.
But that came third. Then it was going to be this. As our final song, Go Down in a Blaze of Glory! But that came second. We thought there's only one song we could finish the show with, because it really has been the greatest show. Wow! Gone out with a bang! Woo! See ya!
The official Big Top 40. With the release. I promise that nobody's gonna
love you like me. Taylor Swift,
me.
You guys still here? Can't believe it. What's going on, for goodness sake? I can't believe it. You've been there for years, you're still there.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be getting on with something?
Well.
This is it.
Yeah.
Final time we will speak to you on this radio station.
Time to hang up the old headphones. Move on to pastures new. Nothing planned as yet.
No, me neither.
So, it's a job, would you? But again, all I've got to say is thank you so much for your support for the show, because your support has kept us here.
It really has.
It's all about audience. Yeah. It's all about, radar figures and what have you. And you guys have been phenomenal, keeping us as the county's most listened to radio station, and your love has not gone unnoticed. Thank you.
Thank you to my family as well. I know you want to thank your family. Oh. They've been through so much with us while we've been on the radio. Lots of their life has been broadcast on this station, so I want to thank them.
That.
Yeah, sorry and thank you.
And you know what? We've shared everything with you, and one of the reasons we've done that is because you're friends.
Yeah.
Genuinely, one of the reasons we've told you everything about our lives is because you guys have been amazing friends to us. So
yeah, we'll miss you as much as you'll miss us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really will.
It sounds crazy, but I might slightly miss the 4 o'clock alarm.
And you know what? Every time somebody ever came up to us in the street and said, "Oh, look, it's Martin and so," or something like that, if you didn't know, we heard you say it. That really did give us a bit of a buzz.
It did.
It made us feel like celebrities. We didn't deserve it. We certainly didn't deserve it. We're just a couple of people who got real lucky and got just an amazing job.
You can still follow us on social media if you wanted to.
Absolutely.
And see what we're up to.
Yeah.
I know. Martin, what's your Twitter?
I'm on Twitter at MDDJ.
I'm the Sue Harrison.
And I am still the producer Alex. And I'll keep it at that as well.
And always will be, mate. And always will be.
It's been a fun time, guys. I've loved working with you.
And you.
I'm sure we'll go on and we'll do some great stuff, but obviously separately.
In the meantime, lots of exciting things to look forward to here, I'm sure. So, again, what can I say? Thank you so much for being there for us. Essex has been my home for 25 years now, and you're welcome to me, so thank you.
You're an honorary Essex boy.
I think so, mate.
I'm an honorary Essex girl, I think.
I think you are.
I fitted right in.
So, Essex, look, let's stop crying. Just shut up and dance.
Shall we?
We're going to. We're going to.
Come on, let's have a
dance. Essex, thank you and goodbye.
Cheers.